MSNBC host calls Representative Mike Johnson an idiot for opposing aborting child seconds away from birth. By Joshua Klein on May 22, 2022. House Republican Conference Vice Chair Mike Johnson, RLA, is an idiot for opposing the late-term abortion of a child only seconds away from birth, according to MSNBC's Katie Fung, who heaped praise upon an Alabama abortion provider who avoided the congressman's questioning during a tense hearing on access to the medical procedure this week. Filling in for the Cross Connection host Tiffany Cross on Saturday, the MSNBC guest host slammed conservative lawmaker Mike Johnson in a segment with Dr. Colleen McNicholas, chief medical officer for Planned Parenthood of St. Louis, Missouri, claiming that Republicans demonstrated their lack of understanding of the reality when abortions are performed during a congressional hearing on Wednesday. Fung showed a clip of GOP Representative Mike Johnson of Louisiana questioning Dr. Yashika Robinson, medical director of the Alabama Women's Center for Reproductive Alternatives, on the witness stand. "Do you support the right of a woman who is just seconds away from birthing a healthy child to have an abortion?" Rep. Johnson asked Robinson. "I think that the question that you're asking does not realistically reflect abortion care in the United States," she responded. In turn, Rep. Johnson replied, "In that scenario, would you support her right to abort that child?" Robinson, refusing to answer, said, "I won't entertain theoreticals. That's not reality." After Rep. Johnson explained that the matter was not a theoretical one, Robinson said that such has never happened. Fung then praised the doctor for standing her ground. "Good for this doctor. For standing her ground and saying, you are an idiot. And you, don't, know what you're doing," the stand-in host said. "She said it more politely than me." Fung also accused GOP lawmakers of making the spread of misinformation and disinformation into a congressional art form. Rep. Johnson responded to the exchange in a tweet, claiming, "Asking simple, basic questions to pro-abortion Democrats has never once yielded a sensible answer." The matter comes in the wake of the recent leak of a draft opinion that signals the U.S. Supreme Court is ready to overturn its decision in Roe v. Wade, which has resulted in nationwide pro-abortion protests. Last weekend, a pregnancy center in Baltimore was allegedly vandalized with threatening messages as pro-abortion supporters took to the streets. The attack follows another one earlier this month where the left-wing radical group Antifa reportedly attacked a crisis pregnancy center in Portland, Oregon, breaking several windows and writing vulgar messages. Last Thursday, pro-abortion demonstrators outside George Mason University's Antonin Scalia Law School called for mandatory vasectomies in a protest of an address set to be given by Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito at the school. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.